You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
General manager Omar Khan is ruthlessly rewriting the Steelers' way. And it's all about actions, not words. Welcome to the Steelers Update from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers. So you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. The time for talking was long over. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin has been spouting that the standard is the standard through seven straight seasons without a playoff win. Words had become meaningless. It was time for action, bold moves, the equivalent of splash plays in a football game, the kind Tomlin so clearly covets. Cue second-year general manager Omar Khan. He knows the difference between words and actions. He recently spouted meaningless platitudes about having full faith in quarterback Kenny Pickett, despite Pickett's subpar two seasons in Pittsburgh. Publicly, Khan and the Steelers signaled Pickett would get a third season to show his stuff, but also some added competition. Once again, these were merely words. They'd soon be rendered utterly meaningless by the storm of mighty moves orchestrated by Khan. It began with the signing of Broncos castoff Russell Wilson at the ridiculous one-year price of $1.2 million. Pickett didn't just get competition. Tomlin told him Wilson would receive the number one reps in training camp and be the starter in the regular season. This time it would be Pickett's words that were rendered meaningless. Through two seasons of being the well-liked pit player turned Steeler, Pickett cultivated a team-first image. It proved to be a carefully calculated facade. Cracks formed when the third stringer Mason Rudolph took over late last season and proceeded to outplay Pickett. Rudolph took Pittsburgh to the playoffs as Pickett pouted. Reports surfaced that Kenny refused to suit up as the emergency quarterback for a crucial contest in Seattle. Pickett's facade crumbled completely when Wilson was inked and Tomlin told Kenny Russell was now the A1 in the QB room. Pickett responded by pushing the panic button and demanding a trade. An unfazed Khan granted his wish, but not the way Kenny imagined. Pickett went from backing up an aging vet on a one-year deal to riding the bench behind Philadelphia's young, established starter, Jalen Hurts. He may never be heard from again. Khan is cold. Khan is ruthless. But like the line from The Godfather, strictly business. Nothing personal. Just asked quit on the play receiver Deontay Johnson. He'll be catching passes in the worst offense in the league next season after Khan dealt him to Carolina. Khan is cutting egos in favor of effort. He's doing away with the diva disease that's been infecting far too many Steelers receivers from Antonio Brown to Juju Smith-Schuster. Deontay had to go before hot-headed George Pickens became too far gone. Then came the masterstroke. The ink wasn't dry on the trade that sent Pickett packing to Philly before Khan ensured he'd be quickly forgotten. The multidimensional Justin Fields was expendable in Chicago. Once lofty trade expectations had faded in the Windy City, the team was determined to do right by Fields, allowing him to veto trades with some of the teams who were interested. Fields wanted to go to the Steelers. And like Tomlin once said, they're looking for volunteers, not hostages. Khan made it happen. Fields now dons black and gold for a mere conditional sixth-round pick. It's a steal of a deal for a potential future franchise QB who will wait and watch behind Wilson in 2024. The Steelers' QB room was completely remade for the eye-poppingly low price of about $5 million. In the process, Khan and the sheer aggressiveness of his actions has reinvigorated the once fervent Steelers Nation fan base. Previously, pigskin passion had reached a low ebb in the Steel City. All of the loquacious Tomlin's tangle of words had fallen short and rang hollow. Only ruthlessly bold moves would make a difference. This set the stage for Khan to strike. The only words that did matter were those uttered by Steelers owner Art Rooney II. Early in the offseason, he went on record grumbling about the lack of playoff wins over seven seasons and counting. His patience was running thin. The message to Khan was the Steelers' way wasn't working. The GM then proceeded to blow it all up, shipping out egos, attitudes, and also-rans. He was settling the score on past mistakes. First-round picks be damned. Best of all, Khan isn't done. There's plenty of talk about the Steelers going after a star receiver. Brandon Ayuk, anyone? The team also needs talent at center, offensive tackle, and slot corner positions. The draft awaits. It's setting up as yet another grand stage for more bold strokes by Khan and the Steelers. Fans could not be more excited. The actual games are months away, but those who bleed black and gold are cheering Khan as wildly as they would any Steelers star tearing it up on the football field. For this is an offseason like never before. It marks a break from the stale, staid past. It points to a bright future. In the process, Omar Khan is quickly becoming a Steelers legend. The stuff of song, story, and hopefully plenty of football glories to come. We have much more analysis of Khan and his big, bold moves, including what could be coming next. It's all in this jam-packed edition of your Steelers Update podcast. Hey, and be sure and check out my full print column first thing Thursday on Penn Live. As always, it will be packed with plenty of memes, bringing the latest, greatest Steelers debates to life and to laugh. But right now, let's get right to it. First up, we go to SteelersNation.com, which reports on a very interesting interview from the Dan Patrick Show. That's where Jerry Dulac, the beat reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, reveals when the tides really started to turn on Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh and his suddenly shaky future with the Steelers. Kenny's undoing can be traced to a December 23rd home game when Mason Rudolph proceeded to carve up the Cincinnati Bengals as an early Christmas present for Steelers fans. Here's the report from Steelers Nation. They write, quote, Dulac says that Pickett's days in Pittsburgh were numbered the minute that Rudolph started heaving deep balls against the Bengals. The third-string quarterback demonstrated that the Steelers' offense may not be the best designed, but it could still be effective with competent quarterback play. The sight of Rudolph carving up NFL defenses could have, upon reflection, been the catalyst for the decision to move on from Pickett. Said Dulac, quote, one of the reasons they felt Russell Wilson can do the job is because they saw what Mason Rudolph did with that same offense. There was so much criticism about Matt Canada. Kenny Pickett was averaging 16.5 points per game in those 11 games he started with only 6 touchdowns. Mason Rudolph comes in and all of a sudden it looks like an NFL offense. I don't want to say that convinced them, but maybe it showed them it's not the system, it's the quarterback, unquote, Dulac said. And he ended with this, quote, yeah, they think Russell Wilson can improve upon that, unquote. Once again, the Steelers under Khan are no longer standing pat. He will do anything and everything to improve this team, even shipping out a number one draft pick from just 2 years ago. He's ruthless. He's cold. He's calculating, but it's all in the name of improving your Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, I say good riddance. A spot on the Steelers must now be earned. That's the standard I want to see. So we ask, what is driving Khan and all his bold moves? For insight into the man, we turn to Mark Caboli with The Athletic, who gives us this look at Omar as he ruthlessly rewrites the Steelers' way. Caboli writes, quote, perhaps it was an order from owner Art Rooney II or something general manager Omar Khan took upon himself to do. Whatever it was, the team's moves suggest the motto has changed. It's get on board or get on out. This time with real consequences. Malcontents have been replaced by people who want to be part of the team. You don't want to be part of the Pittsburgh Steelers? Then goodbye. This has happened at many levels of the organization since the end of the 2023 campaign. Pickett is gone. The move was jarring, especially because Khan and Tomlin had always supported Pickett publicly. Pickett didn't handle last season's benching well, and he reportedly didn't appreciate the Steelers bringing in Wilson to start. Believe what you want, but it was a selfish move by Pickett that got him a ticket to the other side of the state. He wasn't the only one either. Clearly, something has changed. According to team and league sources, the Steelers have put a greater emphasis on the people, not just the players. They've considered bringing in during free agency, even for free agents who might seem like the perfect fit on the surface. It's about the character. Leadership on offense is what this team needs. The Steelers have, for the most part, the talent. They need somebody to put it all together. Ben Roethlisberger was a leader, but he did it in his unique way for nearly 2 decades. Pickett and Mitch Trubisky weren't successful enough to be leaders, and Mason Rudolph was never given much of a chance. They have a leader now in Russell Wilson, and they have a new philosophy, and it appears they are sticking to it. Who knows whose idea it was, but it's undeniable that something has changed philosophically. You would have to believe that it has come from the top in Rooney, because in the end, it's his family's name on the team. It's a new Steelers way, and that should be fine with everybody because the old Steelers way sure was getting old and tiresome. And frankly, it wasn't working. Hey, this might not work either but at least the main focus will be the football and not the drama of who catches the ball, who throws the ball, who dresses for games, and whether a player is getting a fair shot. Get on board or get out. It's about time, unquote. Hey, that's great stuff from Mark Caboli and The Athletic, as always. And I wholeheartedly agree. The 2024 Steelers train is leaving the station. And they're leaving the egos, attitudes, and also-rans, and the problem people behind. So where does the most intriguing con addition fit into this new mix in the quarterback room? Of course, I'm talking about Justin Fields and his potential franchise QB future in Pittsburgh. Here's Mark Caboli's colleague at The Athletic, Mike DeFabo, breaking down the intricacies of this totally revamped Steelers QB room and how it could work going forward. DeFabo writes this, quote, if Russell Wilson pans out and thrives in the run-heavy scheme of new offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, the Steelers can still extend him to be the answer in 2025 and beyond. But by also trading for Fields, the Steelers have a young, promising QB with legitimate, tangible upside that made him the 11th pick in the 2021 draft. So how will it work? Well, the risk is that the Denver Broncos were so done with Wilson, they were willing to pay nearly $38 million just so he wouldn't be on their roster. The Bears were willing to punt on Fields 3 years after giving up four picks, a 2021 first, a fifth round, and fifth round picks, and a 2022 first and fourth round picks to move up to number 11 to draft him. So there is reason to wonder how this is all going to unfold. Fields did not do enough to prove he is the answer at quarterback. His turnovers in particular are especially worrisome. At least last season, the Steelers seemed to take a conservative approach, valuing protecting the football over all else. Right now, Fields is not that type of player. In his first three seasons, he turned the ball over 41 times. That's 30 interceptions and 11 lost fumbles. The Steelers would need to be willing to live with the good and the bad as they continue to develop Fields. However, that's much less of a concern as he sits at the QB2 going into 2024. It's also worth noting that Fields is on record saying he has modeled his game after Wilson. Now he'll have an opportunity to learn from a QB with a similar skill set as he challenges for more playing time. The upside is obvious, the risk minimal. Both of these passers give the Steelers more options than in previous years. Let's be honest. Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, and Mason Rudolph are all QB2 caliber. In Wilson and Fields, the Steelers have two QBs who have their flaws, but also have been established starters in this league. Both are clear upgrades from Kenny Pickett, unquote. Hey, again, a tour de force of looking at that QB room as remade by Khan, by Mike DeFabo with The Athletic. And that sort of sets up where we are, but where do we go from here? How will the Steelers handle Wilson and Fields going forward beyond this 2024 season? Will they pick up Fields' fifth-year contract option, a decision due in early May, or will they wait and see? For this, we go back to Jerry Dulac with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the longtime Steelers scribe. He peeks into his QB crystal ball to tell us this, quote, on paper, Wilson and Fields look to be one-year rentals, players who are being subleased to fill the position. They each have contracts that expire after the 2024 season, appearing to leave the Steelers in even a more tenuous position a year from now. Well, the Steelers are not approaching it that way. Wilson wants to prove he still has some gas in the tank as he nears his 36th birthday, and the Steelers are wanting to see if this is true. According to multiple sources, both Wilson and the Steelers intend to sign a longer-term deal after the season. How long is not known. Wilson said at his introductory press conference last week he plans to play another 5 to 7 years. But both sides intend to have an arrangement to extend beyond the 2024 season. Now, Fields has a year remaining on the 4-year rookie contract he signed in 2021. Because he was a first-round draft choice, the Steelers have until May 2nd to decide if they want to pick up his 5th-year option. That's the same decision they will face with running back Najee Harris, who was drafted 13 spots lower than Fields in 2021. Now, according to sources, it's highly unlikely the Steelers will do that, take the 5th-year option for Fields. Right now, it would cost the Steelers a projected $19.9 million in 2025 if they picked up that option on Fields. However, this doesn't preclude the possibility Fields, who just turned 25, could be signed to a new multi-year deal even before the start of the 2024 season. After all, that would make sense. Fields is being viewed as a potential quarterback for the future with the Steelers. And that's even though he was 10-28 as a starter in 3 seasons with the Bears. It is not their intention to bring him in merely as a backup for 1 season, unquote. That is, again, Jerry Dulac with the Post-Gazette giving us a look at the future for both of these quarterbacks with the Steelers. And it seems like the QB plans are falling in place in Pittsburgh. The bottom line is this, though. And this, again, is according to the longtime Steelers scribe. And Dulac writes this, quote, Fields has been told there will be no competition for the starting job in training camp. Wilson has been handed the job as the number one quarterback. The Steelers are planning to eliminate some of the uncertainty that surrounds the position. They are hoping this will bring more promise and stability to the QB position in Pittsburgh, unquote. In other words, it's clearly defined. There's no more open competition in Pittsburgh. All the uncertainty around will Kenny or won't he improve, that's all gone. It's Wilson, Fields in waiting, and perhaps deals for both of them beyond this 2024. So there would be this transition in the works. Of course, those are the plans. They're on paper. They're words. Actions are what counts. So we got to see how these guys play in training camp, and of course, preseason, and then, of course, the regular season. It all awaits for us, an exciting time, an offseason like never before. And of course, we will follow it all right here on your Steelers Update podcast pen from Penn Live. It is fresh every Wednesday afternoon. So sign up wherever you get your favorite audio so you get it automatically fresh and steaming with all the best takes from all the best Steelers minds out there in the 412 area code. And of course, log on to PennLive.com anytime for your real-time Steelers news.